It's the statement of Rav Yochanan, Sukkah Asuya Kikivshan. Rashi says that this is a sukkah that is round. Kikivshan, they used to have it in the ground, and it was round. That's how they would make things, as a furnace. So Yochanan is figuring out how you would have a kosher sukkah in a case like that. It has to be big enough. So Rav Yochanan says, Sukkah Asuya Kikivshan, in Yesh, Be'er Kefa, if you have in the circumference of this round sukkah, to situate 24 people on the perimeter of this sukkah, kshera, v'mra'av psula. So in order for it to be big enough size, it has to be large enough to seat 24 people around it. Otherwise, it would be too small. Rashi explains, and the Gemara is going to say this is because of the Shita of Rebbe, that holds the shear is dalet al dalet, and this is how it's going to translate in terms of the case of the circle. Kedei leishe bas vivos hekefa mibifnim. So Rashi goes with Gemara is assuming right now that the people are sitting within the sukkah. The Gemara is going to change that at the end. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Kiman, who does this follow? Kirebi. The Omar Kol Sukkah She'emba Arba Amos or Arba Amos Psula. Rabbi holds that the sukkah needs a minimum shear of Arba Amos, and therefore it's going to have to be in the case of a circle sukkah, the amount that will seat 24 people. It says Rashi, Kiman Boy Rabbi Yochanan Sukkah Gedol Kol Kach. Where does Rabbi Yochanan get the requirement that it has to be that large? Kirebi. The Omar Dalad Amos Beinan Bitmiya. The Gemara is now asking as a question. And we're going to ask, and we're going to proceed to ask a bunch of questions, how this cheshbon works out. Just let's think for a second. The Rashi just before this points out, Kikivshan Agula, the less leka acherim. In other words, the Gemara is going to try to work out of Yochanan within Rebbe, until the Gemara explains how it works out. But one thing is clear, as Rashi tells us right at the outset, that Rav Yochanan does not work with the sheet of acherim. Acherim is the last of the eight that were mentioned by Abaye, and they hold that sukkah has to be with zavios, and therefore, a case of a sukkah agula, like a case before we said shovach, it's the same idea, it's a circle sukkah, would not work. Why? Because diras keva be'inan. Comes out that Rabbi Yochanan, on the one hand, holds like Rebbe, he's one of the eight who holds diras keva and requiring dalet amos. And then again, how the cheshbon works out, that's coming up in the Gemara. But mitzad sheni, he doesn't hold like everyone in the list of Abaye, because the last in the list is acherim, who hold that it can't be a sukkah agula. So this is one of the things that we noticed. The Rishonim already pointed out the Baal Mor yesterday, that as Tosus already said at the beginning of this sugya, that even though there are eight different shitas that are mentioned here by Abaye that all hold Diras Keva B'inan, but they're not necessarily in sync with each other. Tosus brought the raya from the fact that Rebbe holds based on Diras Keva, Yini Dalet Al Dalet Amos, and Beis Shammai, who's also in the list, requires only what? The Shir of Zayin Tfachim, Rosh Abu V'Shulchanah. So obviously they're not necessarily accepting each other. So here comes another example of this. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rebbe regarding Dalet al Dalet Amos, and that's how the Cheshbon has, the Gemara is going to explain how it works out in the case of the circle Sukkah of Chavdal B'nei Adam, but he holds like Rebbe, and yet he doesn't hold like Achir. Tosus could have brought this Raya too. Tosus didn't bring the Raya from Rebbe, from Rabbi Yochanan. How does that work out? I mean, how come that's so? Doesn't it have to flow together? So the way the Baal Mor put it, each Tana, each mention here in the list of Abaye has his shita on what is the din of kviyus. That's what it means, they all deal with keva. Each one has their own shita about keva. This one says kviyus abahachi, this one says kviyus abahachi. That's how the Baal Mor puts it. So in other words, so Rebbe has a kviyus of dalet al dalet, and Achaim have a kviyus that has to have zavios, has to have corners, and so on. The way the Ramban put it, a little different knetch, the way I saw yesterday in Ramban. Everyone holds that you need keva. The question is, how does the din of keva express itself? In other words, again, for the Balmor, the Peshat is, you can really hold Dira Sarai, but you have to have a certain din of Keva. Each one has his Keva that he requires in this Sukkah that we could call Dira Sarai, for all we know. But there's Halacha that has to have this Keva, that Keva. For the Ramban, the Halacha is they all accept the principle that has to be Keva. How does the principle of Keva express itself? That's Besvar V'Alma Pligi. They argue in terms of how that manifests itself. It's interesting, if you look in the Ritva here, the Ritva already is also sensitive to this question that seemingly Rav Yochanan holds like Rabbi, but he doesn't hold like Acherim. So, the Ritva says something quite interesting. He says, "Im yesh bekeifa leshe b'chavdal b'nei adam v'uki k'rabbi d'voi sukkah v'asdalet amas l'diras keva." The afal gav, fact the Ritva, the acherim, the azri b'shitasei, acherim are also following the shita that we attributed to Rebbe, namely that they hold diras keva. Pasli b'sukkah ha'agula, ufi she'en lo zavios, right? That they said it's no good if it's around sukkah because it doesn't have corners. Says the Ritva, ha'parishna da'hani tanoi lo shavu b'milusay. So far, he's saying what we just noted right now. We've already established that the Tanoim don't have to set hold of each other. We said it in terms of Rebbe and Beis Shammai. Now, so too here, Rebbe and Acherim. But now, it's interesting. Now the Ritva really has two different ways to express this idea that Rebbe doesn't have to hold like Acherim. Now, let me skip for a minute what he says first. He says, Inami. And this would be l'chara, you'll see, like the Balamor. Inami, islu de Rebbe. In other words, acherim hold like Rebbe. Ubo akati kviusa rabba tvei sheyelo zavios. What is he saying in the Inami? Now, both Pshatim and the Ritva are predicating what he says in the beginning, that they're not necessarily, all the Tanaim, don't necessarily with each other. But the question is going to be, in terms of Acherim, let's see if Acherim hold like Rebbe that the Shir is Dad al Dad, or Acherim hold the Shir is Zayin al Zayin Tfachim. So in the Inami, he says, the Acherim hold like Rebbe, but the Acherim have another Kfius, which is a greater Kfius, Kfius Tvei. This sounds very much like the Balamor, and also where else did we see this? In the what? In the Ra'ah. And in the Tosis Yishanim and Yuma too. Remember the Tosis Yishanim and Yuma? In other words, they have a higher kvius. There's a kvius of Daud al Daud Amis. There's a kvius of the Engelzavios. These are all different expressions of Keva. So they have this kvius of Keva in terms of Zavios. That's the Inami. That's al Derech the Balmor and the Ra'ah. But before he says the Inami, he says something very interesting. He says, again, these Tanaim don't have to agree with each other. But then he says as follows, going back. The Rebbe, the boy kviusa rabba b'dalad amas. Rebbe holds the kvius of dalad amas. So Rebbe comes out with that chumra of the kvius of dalad amas actually comes a kula. How so? Then, shari be'agula. Rebbe, who has a standard of Dalet Amos, minimum size sukkah, would actually have less of a problem in a round sukkah, Mishum de Iskri Rab Chatuba. Because Rebbe has, in a sukkah of Dalet Amos, so then there's a lot of room. If there's a lot of room, because he needs that much room for Keva, then the fact that it doesn't have corners doesn't bother me, because there's a lot of room. However, Acherim, the ones who passel a sukkah that's round, they sagi lehem behakshe sukkah de Beis Shammai. For them, a sukkah doesn't require a minimum of dalet amos like Rebbe, which is a lot of room. They suffice with the kviyos of Beis Shammai of lad rosh abu v'shulchano. Ulahachi paski ba'agula she'en lo zavis luchazi l'dira. So therefore, for them, there'll be a problem of sukkah agula. Now, I want you to really hear something carefully in the Ritva. What is the Ritva saying? Rebbe who holds that Keva requires Dalet Amos doesn't have a problem in Agula because there's plenty of room. Acherim who hold like Beis Shammai. That's what he says initially. They hold like Beis Shammai. They have a problem of Agula. Because their keva is measured by not the room of the, having enough room for Dalet Amos. Does the Ritva mean to say that according to Acherim, if you have a large sukkah that's Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos or more, there's no problem if it's round? Did the Ritva say that? Did the Ritva say that? He never said that. Achronim suggests such a thing. The Aruch HaNer, if you look at Aruch HaNer, he says, yeah, maybe there's really no machlokas here. But where did Acherim pasul a sukkah agula? Only if it's a small size sukkah. If it's a big sukkah, like a kivshan, maybe it says Lashon Kivshan, it's a bigger size of agula, that's a dalet al dalet or more size, then Acherim would be masking. You see, the Ritva a minute later, at the very end, says there's no distinction kivshan and shovach. He doesn't like to hear make distinctions. There is a machlokas here. There is a machlokas. According to Rebbe, it would be okay to have sukkah agula. According to Acherim, it would be possible to have a sukkah agula, no matter how big. Now let's understand, let's get a, wrap our hands around this. L'chaira, if the Ritva is saying that when you have a big sukkah, there's really no problem, there's no corners. So what's the difference between Rebbe and Acherim? According to Rebbe, he says, because the requirement is that you need keva in the form of Dalet Amos, so Rebbe is not bothered by sukkah agula. That's why Rabbi Yochanan is machshir sukkah agula if it has the shear of Rebbe. But Acherim, who hold like Beis Shammai, that's enough to have keva of Zayin Tvachim, of Rosh Hashanah, so for them, there'd be a problem of sukkah agula, not just in the case where it's a small size sukkah, even if it was the size of Dalet al Dalet. Mefurish, I think in the Ritva, that the Ritva didn't make it that there's no machlokas. But he's saying that Rebbe, his shita, would flow from that is that he'd be machshir b'sukkah agula. And then he says, the inami, so then according to the first pshat, the acherim hold like Beis Shammai. And then he says, no, maybe acherim hold like Rebbe too, but they still require that it has to be, that has to be with corners. So then there's a machlokas. But they hold like Rebbe and they hold it still has to be corners. But according to the first pshat, they argue on Rebbe in terms of the minimum size, and that's why it would be possible by sukkah agula. What's the difference? If it's big, it should be fine. What's the difference with what they hold? It could have been Zayin Tvachim. But right now it's big. What did the Ritva say? Yeah.
He says, since he's going like a Shammai,
yeah,
like Kviyas is Chazi L'dira.
Oh.
Something about having a circular circle that's not Chazi L'dira. It doesn't have corners, it's not Chazi L'dira.
Let's put it like this. Rebbe holds that the measure of Keva is, that you have room. That's the definition of the Keva. So he says, according to the measure that Rebbe is attributing to Sukkah, there's no chesaron if there's no corners, because I have a big sukkah. According to the shita of Acherim, if they hold like Beis Shammai, the measure of keva is not the roominess of it. The measure of keva is right, that you have the shulchan. No, you can have the shulchan. It's yeshtamshus, right for yeshtamshus. That's the measure of keva. In that regard, extra room changes, makes it better? Having Dalet al Dalet doesn't add in any way to the Keva. The Keva is defined by what they require for Keva. So if they hold that there's a chesaron in the fact that there's no corners, that chesaron is going to remain a chesaron regardless of how big it is. Because for them, the additional space is not mosif in the same Keva here. The keva is measured by one criteria only, namely that it have ishtamshus for the shulchan, you can eat. So the adding the space is not going to take away their problem that they have in a sukkah gula. For Rebbe, if the criteria is measured by the roominess of the sukkah, by the space available, so Rebbe is not bothered by lack of corners. But for them, if they're bothered by lack of corners, and for them the keva is defined by the by the fact that you have the shulchan that can fit. So that's going to be the only measure of keva. The extra room is not mosif at all in the shem keva. It's not going to therefore be a saving grace to take away the psula gula. If they have a psula gula because there's no corners, that's for them a problem. That problem remains even if it's bigger. Because for them, the only thing to measure in terms of keva is what they said that requires ayin tefachim. Just one more point, just to notice in the language of the Ritva. And what is the reason for the chesaron that they have in a sukkah gula? Why is it a problem of keva? What is the chesaron lie? Why is it a problem? So Rashi doesn't say anything on this. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi says, by the case of Gag, ain't no'er l'dira. It means it's aesthetically, it's not nice when there's no Gag. One could have said something similar by the Shita Bacher. When it's round, it doesn't look nice, it doesn't look like a bias, it doesn't look aesthetically like a keva type of a house. The Ritva puts the problem in different terms, because he says that according to Rebbe, there'll be no chesaron of sukkah agula. So how does the Ritva learn the chesaron is? The problem is lo chazi l'dira. That's what he says. That's the reason why the Acherim have a problem, and Rebbe, because for him the Revach is the issue. So once you have the Revach of Dalet al Dalet, there's no problem of the lack of corners. The problem according to Acherim is lo chazi l'dira. Again, the measure of keva is ishtamshus. The additional space is not changing the shem keva. And lo chazi l'dira, that's the problem of Zavius. There's no corners, it's not chazi l'dira. That's what he says. Sounds like that's the definition of the problem. So this is what I see in the Ritva. I don't see that he's saying that there's no machlokas, therefore Achim would be moda and a bigger sukkah that it could be round. To the contrary, Achim are not distinguishing how big it is. And Zavius is puzzled. Doesn't say there's a difference. If it's bigger, it's okay. Doesn't say that. The answer is because for them, once you measure keva by what they require, and it suffices with Zayin Tfachim, then the extra space it doesn't change the reality of what I have in adding in a keva in any way. So if there's a chesaron l'chazi l'dira, because no corners, that's a reality, that the chesaron remains. For Rebbe, the problem of keva is to require more space. If I have more space, then I don't have a problem in lack of corners. So what comes out of this fifth. And the Inami, he says, maybe they even hold like Rebbe that the Shir is Dalet Amis, and yet they require Zavius on top of that. So they add one other Knech on top of the Keva of Rebbe, they also want Zavius too. First Pshat, he's saying they hold like Bishamai, and then they have a problem of Zavius, and the problem is no matter how big the Sukh is, according to Rebbe, there'll be a Kula. According to Rebbe, that the measure of Keva is Dalet Amis, so for him, there's no problem in the Sukh Agul. Yeah, Rafi. He's saying a little different spot than what I think in the Ritva says.
Yeah, I'm okay. Saying just from the word of the...
Okay, but the Ramban didn't say it in terms of Acherim, though. He said it in terms of Beis Shammai.
I think Beis Ritva is going to team them up.
So. Yeah, okay, I hear what you're saying.
Why would Zavi be thinking that Chazi L'dira? He's still living there, you know. Maybe it means not Chazi in the normal way.
Yeah, it's not as normal. You don't feel as comfortable. Maybe you're more constricted. You feel more constricted, maybe. Maybe psychologically. I don't know.
Even if it's like very big. Like,
yeah, you feel more constricted somehow. Yeah. Something else to notice is Fas Emes just wonders a simple question. You talk about the minimum amount of walls that you need in the sukkah. We had the sugis earlier. So we have three walls. But we have a lachmush misinai, that's gara l'shlishis, that's according to the chachamim, two walls and a tefach, right? How do you translate those halachos of tfanos and the minimum size of tfanos when you talk about a sukkah gula? What would that mean? Does it have to be completely sealed? Does it have to be omid meruba? Can you have half of it plus a tefach? We saw before that, a tefach plus a tzuras ha-pesach. So this is very unclear. I don't know anyone else who talks about it. But the Sfasemes raises the question. So like, what would it be exactly? What would exactly be required here in terms of the making up the walls? I don't know. But he suggests, you know, two possibilities. He says either say it. Nesupakani b'hach sok de kibshon hechia shira de shteim kol chasan shusafil tefach. After the circle is mechza ha'ego im o tefach b'tzuras ha'pesach. So you have to have half the circle. Again, space-wise, you have what Rabbi Yochanan requires, but 24 people. But in terms of the actual tfanos themselves, see, maybe you have to have half the circle, has to be with tfanos, an additional tefach that's connected to the shlisha sefilu tefach. It's not really a ruach. Ruach shlishis is tefach. Here it's not a ruach. It's all circular. And then tzuras ha'pesach. And if that means that for the whole rest, the tzuras ha'pesach means that, whatever, so what does that mean? Tzuras ha'pesach on the third ruach. Here, what do you mean? How far should it go? It doesn't explain it. Let's say you have half of it, wall, you have a tefach additional, and then you have tzuras ha'pesach that goes, how far? What's considered the end of the third ruach? When you have tzuras ha'pesach, the pashup shad is the tzuras ha'pesach is on the third ruach. And then the fourth one is totally empty, like a Pesach. So how far would he want the Tzuras HaPesach to go? All the way? Or up to a point that you're going to sign as the... Oh, after the Enachinami, the Besukah Kizukim, the Rekazavi, Tzarchi as Kulastuma, Omi Mubala Paritz, the Tzarchi. Maybe it has to be totally full, maybe Omi Meruba. Hard to know. What would be the gather of the Tfanos here? You have to know how to... Okay, talk to Gemara. Now in terms of the Cheshbon itself. It says the Gemara, Nechdi, Kiman, Kirebi, it's Betmiya, as Rashi says. Kirebi, the Amar Kol Sukkish, Imba Arba'amas, Arba'amas, Tzula. So if the Shir is Arba'amas, Arba'amas, and now you're going to say you're going to need 24 people around it. Nechdi, Gavra, Ba'amsa, Yosiv, person is... taking up the space of an amma, the Ritva brings the Gemara by mikvah, that we learn out the amount of the size for a mikvah, for by Misa. So we assume now a person takes up an amma in space, and now we have the rule, koshesh be'kefo shlosha tfachin, yesh bo rochav tefach. If you have a circumference of three tfachim, then the diameter will be a tefach. That's what we call pi. The Gemara approximates it to three, ratio of three, right? It's a rational number, but we always use that, halachically speaking, as the proportion. So if that's the case, we are talking about a shear of arba amos, which is, according to Rebbe, the shear for sukkah. So then you should only require a circumference of the circle of what? 12. Because if you have four across, that's the diameter, then betray sasagi, then it should be sufficient to have 12 in the circumference, and why does he require 24? Let's see, Rashi so far, Rashi says, Kiman boy of Yochanan Sukkah Gedola Kokach Kirebi, the Amadal Ramaspin, and Bitmiya, the Alkochach Leslon Tana. The mapish b'shur the sukkah kavaseh. In other words, that's the biggest shear we've seen of a sukkah. You can't go beyond that. It doesn't have some shear more than that. So the most you're going to find is Rebbe. The chibay Rebbe Yochanan kuli hay aliba deman amra. So when Yochanan requires 24 people, who do you go like? After all, a person is ba'amsa yasef koyachad mekamo amra. Nimtza hekefa chavdal ramas. So it comes out, if a person takes up an amra, then they have 24 people. You're talking about a circumference of 24 amras, which would give us a diameter of what? Of eight. The Kaimalon, this is our rule, Kol Eagle, Sheesh Be Kefo Gimu Tfachim, Yesh Barach Tefach, a diameter, a circumference of three is a diameter of one, Rashi says this is a limud. It's learned out of Yamsho Shlomo. Gemara in Erevin Daf Yud Dalit. D'chsiv b'yamsho asa Shlomo eser ba'ama. He made a special pool. It's like a mikvah that he made in the first Beis Hamikdash. Describing there the dimensions, it says eser ba'ama misfaso asfaso agol saviv. V'kav shloshim ba'ama yisa ba'oso saviv. In other words, so that means the circumference was 30, and then the diameter was 10, as described there. Le'esa amma srochav shloshim amma hekif. Alma hachinami betracer amus hekif sagi. So it should be enough with 12 amus circumference. Then the heavy pusya is the rochav, meaning the diameter will be abba. That's the Gemara's kasha. So as Gemara's going to now work out the cheshbon, as the Ritva points out, this back and forth in the Gemara is not really a serious back and forth of Shaka Vitaria that Gemara really had a Havamina one way and then rejects it. It's really just talking it through. So every step in the way now is not really a serious suggestion. It's more that Gemara just wants to walk you through it and finally get to the answer. So the Gemara says, no, that's not going to be enough. 12 will not be enough because Hani Mili, the Igula, that's if you're talking with a circle. But when it comes to a square, you're going to need more. Rashi says, "Hani mili de behekev gimel ikaravcha tefach." When is it enough that we just said that if you have a circumference of 3, you have the space across the diameter of a tefach? Beigula rochav tefach yeshbo v'hu agul v'chol agul v'chol igul ein rochba al beemtso. So the diameter is only in the middle of the circle at any point. We're going to have 4 amos that are squared. You have to have 4 at all points, not just at one point. If you have to have 4 biribua, you're going to have, therefore, a larger circle that's going to accommodate a width of 4 at all points. So the Gemara says still, so you're going to have more than 12. So the Gemara says, no, so how much should you add? You still should need 24, because Nechdi, Kama Meruba Yoser Ala Ego Revia, how much does a square add on top of what's a circle? A quarter. Quarter meaning of what the square would be. It really would be Beshitza Sagi, in other words, it's really a third of the 12. It's a Bua, if you consider from the perspective of the 16. Right. In other words, 16, you're adding 4. 4 is a quarter of 16. It's a third of 12. Right. So we're using the proportion of milvar, as we say. In other words, of the bigger number. Okay. Right. So the Gemara says, how much is a square that exceeds over that's more than a circle? It's revia b'shitzer sagi. Let's take Rashi. Mechdi kama meruba yeser ha'igul revia. Says Rashi, masnisenhi. So this is not a drasha. Before, the rule of pi of 3, the ratio of the circumference and the diameter, that's a limud from Yamsho Shlomo. As far as this rule, that how much does a square have more than a circle that's within it, it's the amount of a revia, that's a mishnah be'arboim v'teisha midos. So Hosha and the Girsa, some say there was such a medrash that Rashi had, known as Abon Vetesha Midos, and others a Magia, that it means a Mishnah in Midos. Okay, this is a Shaila Negirsa, exactly what it means, Rashi's referring to. Rashi says, Masnisen he, but then it says, Abon Vetesha Midos. But Rashi says, Vadvam Nirm Le'enayim. Rashi says, this idea of taking the excess that a circle has over, squares over a circle as a revia is something you can see as follows. The Ilu Ama Agula Chut Sholosh Amas Makifa. If you have an amma in the diameter, so now for the circle, the circumference would be 3, right? The amma merubas, if you had the same amma, now you want to create the perimeter of the circle, of a square, it's going to be 1, 1, 1, 1, it's going to be 4. So therefore, if the amount, if you want to be able to get the square of the dalet al dalet, so you're going to have to add more than 12, but you wouldn't need 24. How should it be? It should be b'shitzar hekef sagi. Then you should add the amount to accommodate the square would be to get to 16. So you wouldn't need 12, you'd have to have 16, but it's not 24. Says the Gemara, but no, but I'll tell you why you need more than 16. Hani mili, the eagle dinafik migol ribua. That means if you have the circle that's within the square. Avo ribua dinafik migol igula. But if you have the square that's coming within the circle, bayitfe, mishamursha de karnasa. In other words, since the square has its points, so you have to have a circle that's going to be able to have circumference that's going to circle not just the corners of the square. So you're going to have a larger circle. So that's going to give us more than the 16. See the Rashi. Hani mili the sagi b'shitzar. When did you say that 16 is sufficient? Mehai time, as we said, the meruba yetzar igul revia, based on the calculation we just gave. The igul the nothing migol ribua. If you have a circle that's coming out within inside the square, meaning imikafta b'chut shel tazayin ama b'karka. Let's say you have on the ground a string of 16 amos b'ribua, which is square. So if it's 16 in the square, timsa bitocho arba mirubos. So that would be four if it were to be each rochav, right? Diameter, so to speak, would be four. Now if you have it as a square, it's 16. Then ma'isa tzarech l'ago mibifnim, if you would have a circle contained within that square of a perimeter of 16, Ulohotzi karnos ribuo, and you wouldn't have to deal with the corners of the square. Ata ogo, you could be able to use less string. Ata ogo bechut yud beis. So then you'd be able to have a circle within that square of 16. The circle would be 12. Benimsa chitzon yeser apnim revias. That means that what you have now, the extra string from the extra four, would be because of the fact that the square is around the circle that gives you extra space that you have to square, and that would therefore be the counting for the extra four. Afkan, im haisem rubas sukazu, dialios kadesh yeshu be'akefa shishas b'nei adam. So if you have a circle within a square of 16, then you would suffice with a circle of a circumference of 16. However, says the Gemara, but why does Rabbi Yochanan require 24? Why does he get to a higher number? Because after all, b'ribua migoi gula, if you have the square within the circle, be'inan tfei, wa'am b'shem mursha dekarnasa, because of the corners of the circle that you have to accommodate within the sukkah of the circle. Avo achshav, kishe asa usa agula, im lo haya makifa ela shisha asar, if all you're going to have here is a circle of 16, nimsa ha'emtsa rochav harbe me'arba. So that means that the diameter is going to be more than 4. Because after all, if you have to deal with the Moshe de Karnasa, then you're talking about the diagonal of the square, which is Mara's going to say in a minute, it's going to come out to be 3/5, right? So then you're going to have more than 4. Vitzideha, hochim, vikolim, adekolim. Then the sides are going to be shrinking. Ve'enatamotze vitzideha arba, the Rebbe Abba Mirubosbay. And what does Rebbe hold? And it's important we have to focus on this soon. We feed after reading the Gemara. Chora, that what the Gemara is saying here is you have to have 4x4 in the sukkah. Abba Mirubos. V'tzarachata lasos al korchach hekef igula gadol. You have to have a circumference that's big enough. Kedesha tucha l'rabea mitocha. You'll be able to square within it. See, how do you account for a square within the circle sukkah? Now you're going to have to larger circle. So therefore, 16 would not be enough. So you're going to have to get to 24. In fact, the Gemara, still, how you can get to 24? Mechdi, you don't need 24 either. Mechdi. Here's another rule of geometry. Kol amsa biribua, amsa tre chumsha b'achsona. If you have one of the sides of a square, which is an amma, so if you want to now add, how much more would it be if it were on the diagonal? So what is it? Square root of 2, they say, right? You know this better than me. Okay. So the Gemara is using what? Close approximation. You're adding 2/5 to accommodate the diagonal. So therefore, if you have, so then it should come out, b'shivsa nochi chumsha sagya. It should be 17 minus a fifth. Let's do outside the cheshbon, now we'll see the Rashi. L'chora, if you have four amos, so for every amo, you're adding how much? Two-fifth. So for four amos, you're going to be adding eight-fifth. Eight-fifth would be now five and three-fifth to accommodate the diagonal. But now you have to talk about circumference, which is three times that. So five and three-fifth times three. So five times three is 15. And three-fifth times three is nine-fifth, which is one and four-fifth. So we had 15 plus 1 and 4/5 gives us 17 minus a fifth, six, right? 16 and 4/5. That's the Gemara. Let's see Rashi. Nechdi ko amsa birib. So again, where are you getting the 24? Nechdi ko amsa biribua kshata modeid alachson shalehem atamotzi l'cho amasa biribua tosefes shnei chumshin kach shiru chachamim. Here again, before we said pasuk, for pi, we figured out, we had a pasuk. For the other thing, we had a roos. Rashi says that the ribua is more than the ego revia, is einenu roos, and it's a braisa or a mishnah. And for this, to add the two-fifth, that's simply shiru chachamim. That's how Rashi says, shiru chachamim. So then if you're going to get to that, to accommodate the square with the diagonal within the circle, so then b'shivsa nachi chumshak sagi. Nachi means minus. 17 minus a fifth should be enough. Sharei ein chatzarach ha'archiv. He goes there. You only have to expand the circle. Ela shetimsa betocho dalam rubos. You have to have four, the full square, four sides of the square. Ushatamoshiv letocho. If you're going to try to stick within the circle, tavlam rubas, a square. Yechuta ego hamakifo, the circle, the edge of the circle, the circumference that's going to surround it, that's going to nogea bekanas haribua, has to be able to encompass the corners, which means that you have to accommodate the diagonal of the square. Nimsa ego zeh rachav mitocho. This circle is going to be wide within it, meaning the diameter can be zavis lezavis haribua. In other words, the diameter has to be big enough to be able to go across the diagonal to accommodate the diagonal of the square. Like from one corner of the square to the other. In other words, not the side of the square, but the diagonal of the square. Then you can be able, the circle is big enough to be able to encircle the diagonal of the square, which is how much? Shehu chamesh amos u'shlosha chumsha. Again, you're adding two-fifths per amma. So now you're going to have four amos. You're going to have five and three-fifths. The davar agul kol rochbo shava kalachsono kein himso. Everything that's round, so it doesn't matter where the diameter is going at any point. It's always going to be the same. By a square, it's going to be more. By a circle, the diameter is the same no matter where you're going, from whatever two points in the circle you are. That's what Rashi says. Shairei ein lo zavios. There's no corners, so it's always the same diameter. Nimtza tocho, meaning the diameter of the circle, chamisha u'shlosha chumsha. Right, it's going to be five and three-fifths. Notice, to be able to accommodate a shear of four amos, of a sukkah of a square, to accommodate the diagonal of that, would have to be the five and three-fifths for the diameter of the circle. Chamisha u'shlosha chumsha, now chamisha u'shlosha chumsha, the kosher yesh barach bo tefach, now we go to the formula of three, of pi. If you have a width of three, a diameter of three, be ego, tzerech hakefu shloshim, here's a circumference, which is three times that. Nimsa, l'chamesh amos, now Rashi does it, he breaks it down for us. So we have five and three-fifths, multiplied by three. So Rashi simplifies. Let's first multiply five by three. Nimsa, l'chamesh amos, rachav chamesh, esrei amos, hekel. So the five amos, you multiply by three, you're going to get, so far, how much? 15. Shlosha chumshin for the three-fifth, you're going to get teisha hekif. Nine chumshin. Shehein, what is nine-fifth? That's two minus a fifth, right? Right? Ten-fifth is two. So shehein, shtei amos pachas chumash. Two amos minus a fifth. So that gives you 15 plus one and four-fifth. Harei shivsa nachi chumsha, meaning pachas chumash. So then you should be able to have how much? 16 and 4/5. 16.8. Right. Okay. So where do you get 24? Says the Gemara, Lodak. Rabbi Shusha Nachachum Shusagi Lodak. Says Rashi Lodak, Rabbi Yochanan ben Milsei, Litzanse. So he gave us 24. The Kol Kamed Avigdola, Tvei Difa, the more the better. So he gave you a bigger shear. Just Rav Chedemosa, Fek the Gemara. That's too much of a spread. Fek the Gemara, Emad Amina Lodak, Purta. To say Lodak, for a small amount, you could say he approximately rounded it off to a higher number. Pur, Tuva, Miyamrina, and a whole lot. You say Lodak on such a large amount? Rashi. Lodak, Rav Yochan, Ben Mosei, Litzam, same. Oh, we said this. So the Gemara doesn't accept that because it's too much of a spread from 17 minus 16 and 4/5 to 24 is not going to help us. So the Gemara has to come up with another solution. Says the Gemara, Amale makshisha beid Rav Chisda Ravashi. Here's where you're wrong. We were assuming until now that a person takes up an Amma space. Misavis gava ba'amsa yasiv. Is it really so what you think that a person takes up an Amma? No. Tulasa gavri betarti amsa yasvi. Three people can fit into the space of two Ammas. So if you have 24 people, and for every three people, you've eaten up two Ammas, so that means that three times eight is 24, and two times eight is 16. So you only really need 16. Oh, so now we're closer to what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. So now Kamahavi, so now the Gemara says, Kamahavi lo shitzar. But we made a cheshbon with Rebbe was anan shivsa nachi chum shabi'inan. But didn't we say that we need what? We need a little more. We need 17 minus a fifth, that's 16 and 4/5. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the shear is 16 because we just said that three people eat up two amas. When it says lo duck, yeah, that's exactly right. Now we have it closer to Rabbi Yochanan's amount, lo duck. And when it says no, also I wouldn't accept that either. Why? Imadamina lo duck, chumra. You want to say lo duck to add a little bit more than the shear, so that I can understand. Avol kula miyamina lo duck. It was to give you a shear that's a kula, that would be machshir a sukkah, that would otherwise be pasul, that we can't accept. Rashi, lechumra, imamma lahosib ala shear, delochashkit, something, not to be exact. We'll have a kashu, and that wouldn't bother us if he gave us an amount which is more. So it's okay. So he gave you, said it's not kashu until you get to that amount. Abu Hasid, the butchel is shiura. The ichshir is apsula, because from 16 to 16 and 4/5 would be pasul of Yochanan's machshir. Kashula and milo duck bin milse de lo ekel. How could it be? Would he not be daik that? Not he should be medayik at the expense of saying something which is not correct. The halacha to be machshir, he should be ducked. Can't say lo duck or kula. So back to our problem. So we're trying in different ways to try to work out the shear of 24. We tried to bring it down to 16, but it's still not going to work. Then it would be a kula. So Gemara says, okay, so let's scratch what we just said. Let's go back to what we said before, in terms of the amount of space a person takes up. Okay, so let's go back to our assumption from before. A person takes up an amma. But how come it works out? How come you 24? Because here's our mistake. In other words, when the people are sitting around the sukkah, that area that they are sitting on is not part of the actual area of the sukkah. That's they're on the outside of the perimeter of the sukkah. They're sitting right outside the area of the circle of the sukkah. The area of the sukkah is starting from the inner circle, not the outer circle behind where they are. So now, what would that mean? That means you're taking away from each side two amos. So really, you really have how much?
Six.
You really have six, and again, the circumference would be 18. So then where it says, kama havelu tamisri. So how much do you have then in the circumference? 18. Because again, 24 is including the people on the outside, which doesn't count for this year's sukkah. So you're taking away two. So it's 18. And b'shivsa naki sukkah naki chum shesagya, and it's enough with 17 minus a fifth. Oh, haino de lo duck. Uchum de lo duck. So that is the maskana sagamar. That's how it works out. Rav Yochanan saying 18 is saying 24. Again, but really it's reduced to really 18. And that he could have added up to 17, but why does he say 18? Because now the round number is going to affect even the it's going to affect even the diameter, because now you have a round number in the diameter. How much is the diameter? If it's 18 around, then it's 6. So he gave you mistama. He was low duck because he also gave you an even number for the diameter. If he would give you 17, you'd have to figure out a third of that, which is not an even number. That's what the Ritva points out. Look at the Rashi. The Amsa Yosef, the Yavi Matzurch of Yochanan Loshiv, so really is Amsa Yosef. The Yavi Matzurch of Yochanan Loshivim Letocha, if he'd require them to be seated within the Sukkah Vada Ikalikshu, your crash is valid. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan Mokum Gavri Loka Chashi Betocha Sukkah. He doesn't count the place of the people within the Sukkah. Ella Svivo Selmi Bachuts, who Omer Loshivim. He's putting them around. Hare Pisachnu Min HaChesbon, so we've now taken away from the Cheshbon Mirocha Va'igul, from the width of the circle, stay amos, I'll stay amos, 2 amos by 2 amos in each, whatever direction. If you're going to take a circle around on the very outside of where the people are sitting, then a kefosrim the arba. But if you do that, if you take a circle of 24 in the outer circle behind where the people are sitting, atamotzi betocho, then you would imagine what would be the inner circle, not counting where they're sitting. Then you're going to find Shmona. If you have 24 at the Motzi B'Tocho, Shmona Shmona. No, sorry. So then you're going to have in the diameter of a 24 circle circumference an 8 diameter. The Koshesh Bekevo Shloshi Shbroch B'Tefach. But now that we're taking that out of the Cheshbon, the Achshav Shadfanos. Here Rashi calls it Tfanos. Shadfanos Mipnima Lemoshavan. Now that the quote-unquote walls are not behind where they're sitting, but within where they're sitting, eino rachav elosh yishal shisha. So now you're not talking 8 by 8, because you're not talking about the diameter of 8, because you're talking about the inner circle. You're taking away the amma on each side. The hagava bamsa yasif, v'otseisulcha amma mizav amma mizel chotzad. So now you're talking about shisha shisha. So now make a circumference out of that. Kama haviluhu tam yisribe kefa. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan wasn't so careful. Because really, Dalad al Dalad of Rabbi would suffice with what? As we said, to get a circle around a square with a diagonal that we said was 5 3/5 would give you a circumference of how much? Of 17 minus a fifth, 16 and 4/5. Instead of Yochanan says, how much should the circumference be? 18. So that's a low duck. So Osef Ma'ara Lashiv wrote, Simso Mil Purta Osef, he added a little bit, the low Chivo Betocho Yosher al Shiro Elashne Chumshin. He only expanded it more than the actual share by how much? By 2/5, means 2/5 in the what? He's giving you a diameter, he's giving you a diameter of what? Of 6. And the diameter could have been what? 5 3/5. Yeah. So he added what to the diameter? He added 2/5. That's what I should say. Hirchivo betocho in the diameter yoser ashiro shnei chumshin. Dahainu shlish mishisha chumshin shahosif behekefa, which is a third, because again the diameter is a third of the circumference. So 2/5 is a third of the 6/5. 6/5, which is 1 1/5, 6/5, Shahosu Be'kefo. He added as follows. He added in the Hekef how much? The Hekef could have been how much? 16 and 4/5. And instead he said, the circumference is 18. So he's adding
1 1/5,
6/5. And in this diameter, he's adding 2/5. That's the low duck. That's the Rashi saying here. Right, so he's, that's a third of the of what he added in the circumference. Now you resolve the question that you just asked. It's not tuva. It's only a little bit. It's 2/5 in the diameter that he added, and 6/5, 1 1/5 he added in the circumference. So this is the maskanas haGemara and how Rabbi Yochanan's cheshbon is 24 works out. Yeah, Nachum and Avi. No, good. Avi, yeah. Okay. Sometimes it's hard to translate our familiar terms of math into the Lashon of the Rashi, but I think we did it. Basically, we can read the Rashi. It's, you know, it's you know, we're not used to the way that, you know, the Rishonim speak about it, but we're not going to deal with the Tosis. So, you know, for another time. But, you know, for tonight, so this is the Cheshmet of the Gemara. Yeah.
Just a question, Lashon Rashi. Rashi, in describing the diameter three times in Dibur Maschil El Rabbi Yochanan, that Shtei Amos Al Shtei Amos and Shmona Al Shmona Shisha Al Shisha.
It sounds like it's length and width,
but we're talking about just the diameter.
True,
which is,
and right, Rashi said that also at one point. It really doesn't matter. Diameter is the same everywhere.
Right.
So, but he's speaking as if Ki'il, you could talk one way and another way. Orach and Rochav, I guess. But you're right. By circle, it's always the same. I don't know. Then the Gemara brings another possibility which it rejects. Yeah, Rabban de Kisri, Va'amala Dayani de Kisri, Amri. They have another solution. How do you get the 24 circumference of Rabbi Yochanan? Now they're assuming it's a 24 circumference. So Gemara says, they say as follows, Igula de Nafek Migo Ribua Riva. So that much we acknowledged before as well. A circle that's within a square, so the amount of the square over the circle is, we said, a quarter, meaning a quarter of the amount of the square, a third of what was the circle. But ribua, the nafek migoi gula, once you're talking about a circle that is a square that's within a circle, then palga. Then what you're going to have to do for the circle to accommodate the full square in it is going to be excess of a half. And therefore, we're going to end up with 24. The Gemara says, Velohi, it's simply not so. We can see it's not that much. The amount that a circle around the square adds is not palga. It's not palga of the amount. Let's see, Rashi. Rabban de Kisri Amri Olam, Malkum Gavri Be'inan. So they want to go back and assume that we knew it. We need to count the place of the people. That the circle within the sukkah is going to be Esen Ba'abo Amos. Why do you need that much? Because they say as follows, the igua migo ribua riva. If you have a circle within a square, then it's going to be a quarter mapik mina ribua. That's how much you're going to have to take out of the square to add on to the circle the circle is within it. So that's how much you're going to have to add in the square over what you had in the circle. Mapik mina ribua shata ogo samru mitocha, as we had before, as we actually described before, in the perimeter of the square, it's going to be an extra ribua of what would be the circumference of the circle. That, yes. But when you go the other way, of a ribua, you go igua palga. So before we said, what would it add? It would add the 2/5 per amma. But now they're saying something different. Ribua migo igua palga. Kshitamirabeya betocha ego. If you have a square within a circle, atamotzi mimenu chatzi ashir hanishar bo. You're going to have to take out of it half of the amount that's left, the hainu tilta, the kula. A third of the whole amount of everything, or half of hilkach, l'shesh esri ribua. So we said before, you have you need a square of 16. How are you going to get a circle to go around that that's going to accommodate a square of 16? So they argued that you have to have how much the circle? Half of that 16 is what you have to add to the circle to accommodate the Moshe. The Karna says, we said the full diagonal. Instead of using the cheshbon that we said before, of just figuring out the diagonal itself and multiplying it by the amount of, you know, of sides of the square, they require half of the amount of the circle. Half of the square has to now be added to the circle around it. The hainu tilted the kohetok l'sheshes ribua for a square of 16, tzorcha igua makifo, the circle around it, lios esrim v'arba, because half of 16 is 8, and have to have a 24 circumference of the circle to accommodate a square of 16. And that's what Yochanan said, 24 is exactly the number 24. La milsi, says the Gemara, da ra'inu, we can see, do have a shiur kulihai. Ela sheyehei, all you need to have a circle that accommodates, a square that accommodates a circle within it, Shehei Rachav Kishir Alachsona Shamaruba. It just has to accommodate the longest direction of the square, not just the size of the square, the diagonal of the square. The Kol Amsa Bribua Amsa Trechum Shiv Alachsono. Yeah, you have to know this. There are discussions about what this was all about. The Kisri, what were they saying? Some say they were talking about something different. The Gemara misunderstood it. Whatever. There's There's a lot of literature, I'm not so familiar with everything, but there's discussions about what they were saying, achoret, how could they have said such a thing, which is an obvious mistake. But al kol panim, that's the sugya. Okay, in your name, just let's talk about something very negeya in terms of this gemara. What was the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? So Rabbi Yochanan comes along and tells us, shesuri kekivshan, you need chavdalid bnei adam. The way the gemara comes out, it means really chavdalid is not including the circle. The circle is what's within. The circle within it, we said, is what is a is really it's really what 18 circumference, which is a 6 diameter, and that's going to accommodate the shear of Dalet al Dalet to have a square of Dalet al Dalet. So what did Yochanan really teach us? He came to teach us halacha kerevi. He could have just said halacha kerevi. What if you talk about a circle? He came to tell us a cheshbon to compute how you translate the shear Dalet al Dalet of Rebbe by Sukkah to a circle. He needs Rabbi Yochanan for that. What did Rabbi Yochanan really teach us? I mean, the Gemara works it out for us, but basically, it comes once you know that you're not including the people on the outside, so you know, and he was low duck, so basically you're just taking the numbers and translating it. So what really did Rabbi Yochanan teach us? L'chari, there is a chiddush here. And that is, in terms of wanting to have a big enough circle that will accommodate an actual square of a Dalet al Dalet sukkah within it. Because the Chorah, if you didn't have such a big circle, you couldn't actually fit the square, but could you have the area of Dalet al Dalet? Certainly. Chorah, you could have the area of Dalet al Dalet in a circle that's smaller. It just couldn't fit the square in there. So there's a chidush seemingly in this Gemara in Rav Yochanan that speaks to a very interesting issue. And this is what really ties us back a little bit the sugyas earlier, Dav Gimel, Dav Dalet, we discussed the minimum shear of a bayis for a lot of halachas, such as mezuzah and other things. So the bayis, according to Dav Gimel and Aleph to Gimel and Beis, talks about the minimum shear was Dalet al Dalet. The Gemara wanted to connect that with Rebbe, who holds that a sukkah is Dalet al Dalet. And the Gemara says, all these halachas that Bais needs Dalet al Dalet, Lema Rebbe, he below Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara asks on Gimel Mebeis. The Gemara answers, Afil Tim Rabbanan. Rabbanan say that the sukkah can be less because it's only Diras Arai. But by Bais, Diras Kevin. But Rebbe, perfect. Rebbe is perfect. Rebbe fits the sheer Dalet al Dalet by sukkah as he does for all the halachas of Bais, Dalet al Dalet. What's the halach? One of the examples in the Gemara there was Dalet al Dalet for a shir mezuzah. What's the halacha when it comes to a bayis of dalet al dalet, but not that you actually have dalet in each direction, but you have the area, I mean 16 square amos, but if it was a different formulation, different computation, it wasn't configured as a square, let's say it would be a rectangle, it would be a circle, but you have the square area within that rectangle or circle which would match the square area of Dalet al Dalet. Would it be chayv mezuzah? Or would you say, no, the only time it's chayv mezuzah if it's mamish Dalet al Dalet? So this seems to be a machokes, the Rosh, and the Rambam. The Rambam, this is how the Mepharshim understand the Rambam, the Rambam hilchos mezuzah. You have the sheets for both sides, the Rambam hilchos mezuzah. Bayis she'ein bo arba amos al arba amos, potter mina mezuzah. That's the shear that you need for mezuzah, arba amos. But the Rambam says, when yesh bo kedei l'rabeya arba amos b'shaveh. If you have within the bayis the ability to be able to now to square arba amos or arba amos b'shaveh, does the Rambam mean that you actually have to have arba amos on each side? That's the shayla. How do you read this Rambam? Even if it would be round, oh, bal chamesh zavios, or what do you call that? Five sides. What's it called? What?
Pentagon.
Pentagon. Yeah. The ein sarach lomar shemahaya arko yesal rachbo. doesn't matter if it's not a square. It could be more a rectangle. The Ram gives you all kinds of configurations. Circle, pentagon, rectangle, which is even more pashut. Zok the Kesev Mishnah, take a look. The source for the halacha that a bayis has to be dalet al dalet is a braisa mesechta sukkah daf gimel. Braisa mesbeis sukkah mefarish rabbeinu dahainu she'embo, when is it not, when is it pata mimezuzah, embo arba amos, she'embo kedei rabbea arba amos. Abum yeshbo kedei rabbea chayiv. V'harash cholik al zeh v'kasa v'chas mezuzah da arba amos Mirubos be'inan. Those kedega rabbeya is not good enough. What does kedega rabbeya mean as the Rashi understands the Rambam? Kedega rabbeya, he's talking about all these different cases. And the Rambam is a circle, rectangle. And he says kedega rabbeya just means that you have the area of arbab. And the Rashi says, no, you need arbab. Those machlokas, the Rashi requires that mamish has to have arba by arba. And the Rambam holds it's enough to be able to have the kedega rabbeya, meaning that you could take the strips of this area and you'd be able to reconfigure it, not that right now you have that physical dimension of arba by arba, but if you had to lay it out, you know, somewhere else, you would have that area of arba arba. And the Rambam says that suffices for mezuzah. Comes out of Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rush. L'chayra, the first kasha we would ask on the Rambam is, our Gemara seems to say differently. Is our Gemara seems to suggest that Rabbi Yochanan requires you mamish to have within this circle the shir of Dalet al Dalet. Menachem?
Is it
Kedela Rabbe Arba Amos
Arba Amos
Peshaveh?
Or is it Peshaveh
as if it's just the value of it? Yeah.
It's just the area.
Kedela
Rabbe
Arba Amos
Peshaveh.
Meaning it's
just, it's the area
to
the value as opposed to the actual shape.
Yeah, no, that's, so they're not learning that way. They're not learning that it means you have to have the shape.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the there are those who want to say that maybe it's not a diuk in the Rambam. Kevitha Mishnah, maybe others. Maybe the Rush didn't learn Peshaveh in the Rambam correctly. I see Mekevitha Mishnah I actually brought with me. He says, "Betira." I read the Kesef. Merkavitha Mishnah thinks it's not a good deal. Betira, the Bechinam Asa HaKesef Mishnah, Machlokes Bein Rabbeinu V'Harash. And the Kesef Mishnah, of course, is the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch, the Yosef Cairo. The Kava, the Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, says, how does he hold the halacha by Mezuzah? Reish Pei Vav, Sif Yud Gimel, Shiloh Kedas HaRash. So the Beis Yosef, the Machaber Paskins, the Mezuzah, that it's enough, Kedega Rabbeya, that you don't need the actual Dalet al Dalet. You just need the area of Dalet al Dalet, Mezuzah. We talked about this. You remember Daf Gimel also, the Tosus on the top. Ube Emes, Svaras HaRash, Hugam Kedas Rabbeinu. Umishem Hachi Dikdek, Vekasav, Dalet Amos, Dalet Bishave. I think you're Machaber to Mekeves HaMishnah, I believe. And then he says, "Vahre besukah daf gimel naka dalad ames kechol hanach damaran, vahre besukah hasui kekivshan al gemar beinan shi'a shatacha igul kdegasus v'tocha meruba dalad ames urav Yochanan." And the Rambam himself paskins. You'll see the other Rambam in a second. Ufina, and then he says, "It comes up yestir in the Rambam." So because of this kasha, he says, "Yeah, they learned wrong pshat in the Rambam." Lemaisa the Kesef Mishnah does learn that the machokas the Rambam in the Rush and the Shulchan Aruch he paskins against the Rush. Comes out that the Rambam's Bishave, okay, it just means the area. What's the problem? Number one, our sugya. Our sugya seems to say that you need to have, by sukkah, you actually have to have the Dalet al Dalet by sukkah. And Rebbe by sukkah is seemingly patterned after the din of Dalet al Dalet by mezuzah. So one halacha, Rebbe is fitting with the braisa perfectly in Dav Gimel. Moreover, if you look at the Rambam himself in Hilchos Sukkah, how does the Rambam paskin? So it's interesting. The Rambam paskins Rabbi Yochanan, but not exactly Rabbi Yochanan. What if you have a circle sukkah? Is it kosher, the Rambam? Yes or no? Yes. But how much do you have to have in this circle? The shear of what?
Bishamah.
In other words, he's guided by Rabbi Yochanan, guided by the sugya, but Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi, and the Rambam following the sugya Dav Gimel, Paskin's like the shear of Zayin Tvachim, but it comes out, you just take from Yochanan's methodology and plugs it into Beit Shem. But what do you need? You need a circle that can accommodate the area of Zayin of Zayin, or Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim. Says the Rambam, look in the Rambam of Chesukah, Perek Dalet, in the middle of the halacha, Sukkah Agula, around Sukkah, and Yesh Be'a Kefa Kedega Rabbeah Bashiva Tfachim, Bashiva Tfachim. That means that you have to have the circle, has to be big enough to have a circumference that you could have Shiva Tfachim, Bashiva Tfachim, our Sugya. Abish Engelzavios Havizuk Sher. So take a look at the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, wrote a parish called Rishon LeZion. He's a lot of people Mayrachani, but Orach Chaim has a few suggestions here. L'chora, it would be a steer in the Rambam. First of all, from the Rambam, Hilchos Sukkah, Paskins, the basic approach of Rabbi Yochanan, just translates to Zayin al Zayin. Sounds like you need to have Zayin al Zayin. You have to be Mirabeya, you have to circle a square of Zayin by Zayin Tfachin. And the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah sounds like, the way they're learning it, that you just need the area of Dalet al Dalet. So first we'll steer between the two cases in Rambam, and what does it do with our sugya? So the Orach Chaim Sefer Rishon LeZion, have it here in your kovetz. So first thing, he reads our sugya, and this is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan right away, right? What did Rabbi Yochanan tell me that I wouldn't be able to know on my own? That you need to have the actual Shir Dalet al Dalet. There has to be the square of Dalet al Dalet. Go down a few lines. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mezuzah. So first of all, the kasha is the Rambam is against the sugya in Sukkah. Over here, our sugya. The Rambam says by mezuzah, that you don't need, that it actually has to be possible to have that square mamish of Dalet al Dalet as a square. You can configure it any other way. That's one kasha. The Tigdal HaKusha, the kasha will be no way greater, magnified, because the Rambam himself, Paskins of Yochanan, not exactly as Rabbi Yochanan said it, but in terms of Zayin al Zayin. And he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah. Baham Nosa, where did Ram learn it from? That if Yesh Be'a Kefa K'dil Rabbeah Zayin al Zayin, where did Ram get it from? Rabbi Yochanan. Gomer Rambam, he learned it, Mehad Rabbi Yochanan. Ela, de lo pasa kavasei, de boy daur amis, because we hold Sukkadiras Arai B'inan, so therefore he takes the shear to be Zayin Tvachim, Avri'in din ashir, Kaim Hilchisa de B'inan Meruba. Oh, so that's kasha number two. So it takes one kasha at a time. The second kasha, that's steer of the Rambam and the Rambam. What could we say? Leave the sugya out for a second. What could be the answer that the Rambam, when it comes to sukkah, the sheer Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim, you actually have to have Zayin by Zayin. And the circumference of the circle has to be big enough to allow for a Zayin in each direction. Whereas when it comes to mezuzah, it's enough to have the area. Says the Orach Chaim as follows. L'zeh yachoni lomar, l'olam. L'olam d'lo b'ina ribua Dalet Amos v'Dalet Amos. When it comes to Dalet Amos, it's sufficient to have the square area of Dalet Amos. I don't need the actual ribua. Where does the Rambam require the actual dimensions of Zayin in each direction? Only over here by Zayin Tfachim. Why? Svar. Shiny shear Zayin Tfachim, Zayin Tfachim. Dahavi shear sheikones rosho beruba. Where does it come from, Zayin Tfachim? That you yourself can be in there and your shulchan can be in there. If you're going to configure it in a different way and say the square area is the same, but l'mitzias, can you get in rosh aruba v'shulchano? If it's going to be chveis, not seven tfachim by seven tfachim, but it's say eight, 10 tfachim by four tfachim. It's more square area. Right? 7 by 7 is 49. When I give you 10 by 5, okay? 50. 10 tfachim by 5 tfachim is 50. 50 square tfachim. 7 by 7 is 49. But l'maisa, you're not going to get in Rosh Aruba v'Shulchana. If you're not going to have Zayin in each direction, you're not going to be able to get in that Hishtamshus that Beis Shammai requires. That's what he wants to say. Ubehechrach de Levi Meruba Zayin Orach Kadesh Yikanes explains why. Yikanes Rubo Muta, most you have to go in on an angle, because it's to sit as an angle, reclining, and you need the Shia Zayin Tvachim, Berochav, you have to have for the Shulchan. The Shulchan takes space up. So if you're going to have a round sukkah that's going to have the technical area of Zayin Tvachim, but not actually have in each direction Zayin by Zayin, you're not going to be able to get in there Rosh with a Shulchan. That's his first suggestion, and that would be in terms of the Rambam versus the Rambam. But we still have a problem. That takes care of the Rambam versus the Rambam. But the problem is, but why would the Rambam say by mezuzah that it's enough to have the square area if the sugi here says otherwise? So we haven't solved the first question. Sof-sof, after saying that, he says, sof-sof came into Rabbi Yochanan Hitzrich Mirubos, and we don't find any cholek, menoliga Rambam lemifsek de lo kavase. So why did Rambam go off in mezuzah and paskin different than the sugi here of Yochanan? That kash is still remains a kash. So he wants to say as follows. We'll make him a demosa, second paragraph. He says, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about circle. What would you say about a rectangle? He has an interesting chiddush. If Yochanan spoke about a circle, and he says, circle, square area is insufficient. You have to actually have dalid in one direction, dalid in another direction, and the circle has to be big enough to accommodate both. Suppose I would have a rectangle. He wants to say, there Rabbi Yochanan would agree. What's the difference? The difference is that the extra space in a circle is not giving you anything. Because since it's constricted in the circle, technically the area is there, but it's not usable space. In a rectangle, the whole area is accessible. It's a corner. Everything's a corner. So if I can configure the Dalet Amos for Dalet Amos in a way that's not a square, but it's a rectangle, one side is long, one side is short, it's all accessible space. But in a round circle, the corners, let's see how he puts it. He says, the Rav Yochanan speak about only a circle, dafka ba'agula, avam wahis v'sukah agula, el shayis ha'ches amos ha'beiz amos b'ribua, 8x2. Instead of 4x4, which is 16 square amos, 8x2. I amrinan, da'al kopan b'inim rubos, you gotta have 4x4. O dafka ba'agula hu da'amar, b'ina shi'ibek de'ir rabeh, then you have to have the physical 4x4 in a circle. Avo zos t'mubas shapir dami. Mistavra, he says, it seems to me, de la'amra ela ba'gula. Rav Yochanan only spoke by a circle, mishim de memakam ha'igol, the area of the circle, shehu yeser ala ribua, that gives you more than the area of the square, eino noach l'tashmish, it's not fit, it's not easy to get to, ki'ilu eino, it doesn't really count. You can't mitstaref the area of the circle, you know, with every circle you have a square within it. If I had a marker, I could do it. But you have to imagine. Okay, draw a circle. Within every circle, you have the square area within it. If the circle itself is not big enough to accommodate Dalet al Dalet, so now, why do you want to count this as equivalent of Dalet al Dalet? Because, well, if you go outside the area of the square within the circle, that area should mitstaref to Dalet al Dalet. But that area practically is not there available for use. Because it's just, you know, it's not easy to get to. It's like the area of the circle, that's the most accessible area. The area of the square within the circle. The mursha de karnisa, so to speak, in other words, where the square points out and the circle just covers that, that area is not, and therefore that area can't be mistaken. Therefore, by a circle, you're going to have a bigger circle. Mashenkin, if you have a rectangle, then everything is available to you. That's his chat. He says, oh, so that's correct. How do you read the Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah? That's what he says. He says, Mashenkin hamaruba noach etashmish v'adarava rov hadiros arkan yosel rachman. Most rooms, most houses are not exactly square. Bezui das Rambam. How do you read the Rambam Hilchas Mezuzah? Bais she'en bo dalet amas, dalet amas, potem na mezuzah, in yeshbo kedega rabeya, b'shaveh, af b'shehu ogul, and so on, ve'en tzarech lomar, as long as yeshke rabeya, it's enough. The Rambam meant that square is enough in what cases? The Rambam mentioned three cases. Round, pentagon, and rectangle. Which cases was the Rambam going on when he said it's enough to have square area? The latter two cases. The latter two cases, by a rectangle and a pentagon, I don't care how you configure it, I've got the space that I need. However, in the case of Ogul, the Rambam relied on what he said in Hilchos Sukkah, that you're going to have a big enough circle to accommodate the full measure of the square in each direction. And that's how he wants to learn the Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah. Can you see it inside? It's late. The Rambam would require Dalet Amos and Dalet Amos just like he required it by Sukkah. The shaila is, if you take that pshat in the Rambam, do you still need to come on to the first? Do you still need to embrace, or is there any relevance in embracing the first chiddush that he wants to say? What was this first chiddush? That there's a chiluk between Zayin al Zayin and Dalet al Dalet by Mezuzah, that when it comes to Zayin al Zayin, you know, there, because it's, you have to have the shear for the shulchan and for the rosh of the rubo, so there you're for sure going to have zayin al zayin each direction. Chora, he answered the Rambam regardless, but maybe there's an afgamina from this, that there is something to be said for lemaisa, you need to have zayin al zayin, l'mashal, according to Rebbe, the dalet amas al dalet amas. Dalet amas, dalet amas is a shear for sukkah. Does every side of the sukkah have to be Zayin Tfachin minimum? Is there any minimum at all for Kohen to Rebbe? If you hold like the Rambam, you hold like the sukkah can be square amos, it could be square in any direction, it could be rectangle. Is there any minimum shear for any particular wall of the sukkah? So think about this for tomorrow, beginning of Shir. You can think about this. Chora, there could be an afkamina for Rebbe too, that you need to have a minimum wall of Zayin Tfachim. Okay.